And good morning. It's 16 minutes after 8 a.m. You're tuned to your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Joining me in the studio, Kenley Jackson and Rhiannon Gavon, both from the Sitka Fine Arts Camp. And on the phone, Jesse Harper, lead guitarist from Love Cannon. Welcome to Morning Edition, everyone.
Thank you. Good morning.
Jesse, do we have you with us? Yes, we do. Wonderful. Well, you're all here to talk about Love Cannon's upcoming show, which is happening tomorrow in Sitka. This is a benefit for our Sitka Fine Arts Camp, and it's going to be at 7 p.m. at the Odessa Theater. Jesse, where are we talking to you from? Where are you right now?
We're in Anchorage.
So you're in Anchorage, and you're doing a tour of Alaska?
We are, yeah. This is the first time we've been up here. We played a little show last night. Tonight we'll be at Alaska Performing Arts here in Anchorage.
And then it's down to Sitka?
And then head down to Sitka tomorrow.
Okay, and where do you go after that?
We'll be in Seattle for a night, and then we're going back to the East Coast for a bit.
Okay, well, Love Cannon's the band. Can you describe your music to us?
What Love Cannon is basically a bluegrass band in instrumentation, but we a long ago decided that we wanted to cover different material than typical bluegrass bands cover. My good buddy Adam Larrabee, who's the banjo player in our band, and I were on a long car ride coming down from Connecticut to Virginia and listening to 80s tunes on the radio. And he had a mandolin out in the car, and we started learning some tunes. And it was just so much fun. We decided to make a habit of it. And that's how the band got started. So we've been covering 80s tunes. And it's surprising to us that, you know, you listen to 80s tunes typically, and the instrumentation is kind of dated, and the synthesizers sound funny and all that. But underneath all that, it's a pretty amazing body of work that the songs that were recorded and during that time. So that's pretty close to an estimate of what the band sounds like.
Well, you know, and I've been listening to some of your tunes, and it's surprising to me, but 80s music works really well with bluegrass. It's like a natural fit.
It feels that way to us, you know. It's surprising that it feels so natural. When you get a tune like "Boys of Summer," Don Henley's tune, and starts drumming through the chords, it just works on an acoustic, an acoustic setting.
So, Jesse, your lead guitarist, can you tell us a little bit about your fellow musicians in the band?
Yeah, Adam Larrabee is our banjo player, and Adam was a classical and jazz musician, and is a professor of music at the University of Virginia and James Madison University in Virginia. And I met Adam at music school many years ago. I was studying classical guitar there in Virginia. And Daryl Muller is our bass player. He comes from New Jersey. And also, we're all pretty much music school kids. Jay Starling, whose dad started a band called The Seldom Scene long ago. He plays he's a dobro player. And Jay kind of tours around and plays dobro with a lot of different groups. But he lives in Charlottesville and plays with us most of the time. And Andy Thacker is on mandolin. He's a Charlottesville native. And we have a rotating cast of characters on violin. On this trip, we don't have a violin player with us. Everybody was traveling elsewhere. But most often we have Mike Barnett, who played with a band called The Deadly Gentlemen for a while. And we also have Alex Hargraves, who plays with the Turtle Island String Quartet.
So this is your first tour of Alaska. How do you like it? How do you guys like it?
It's amazing. The first thing we did, we got to Anchorage, Adam and I, we walked to a restaurant across the street and got king crab legs, and we're just in heaven with all the seafood that we could eat here. So we've eaten everything that we wanted so far, and today we're going to explore around Anchorage and see some sights before the show this evening. So it's pretty amazing. Just even flying in, looking out the window of the plane was—I've never seen anything like it. So that was one of the big motivators to come up here and just check out, you know, a brand new place that none of us had ever seen.
All right. Well, you guys will be in Sitka tomorrow. Kenley and Rhiannon, you've seen Love Cannon in concert before, right?
We have, yes.
And what'd you think?
It was fantastic. We were at a conference last year in Colorado, and Love Cannon played a concert for the conference attendees. And Kenley and I were very tired at the end of the conference day, and we were like, we'll stop by and check it out, but probably go to bed pretty early. And then we couldn't leave. It was so
fantastic.
It was
awesome. We loved it. So we're so excited to hear you guys again and be able to share you with Sitka as well.
Kenley, tell us a bit about what tomorrow's going to look like.
Well, the event is going to be in the Otis Theater tomorrow night, so doors will open at 7 o'clock and the music will get started around 7:30. And then we're going to have an after party at Baranoff Island Brewing Company because they're sponsoring beer for the event, and we're really excited about that as well. So the event will have beer and wine and some food and some soft drinks for those under 21, and there's going to be a lot of space for dancing and good times.
Kenley, did you ever think that Love Cannon would actually ever come here?
No, we didn't.
Yeah, it was really exciting. When we were at their concert, we said to each other, man, it would be amazing if we could get them to come up to Sitka to play for the camp. And we were like, that's never going to happen. And then we got an email about 2 months after we got back from the conference from the Anchorage Concert Association, who we coordinate with. And they were like, Love Cannon is coming to Alaska. Is anyone interested? And we were like, us, yes, absolutely.
Jumping out of your seat.
Yes.
Rhiannon, how is this concert and this fundraiser different from what you folks usually do?
Yeah, this show's going to have a very different feel than a lot of our shows. Generally, what we bring up here is classical music, instrumental generally, or sometimes dance or theater. And most of our shows take place at the Performing Arts Center. So this will have a very different feel. It's going to be at the Otis Theater. There's going to be dancing. It's going to be very energetic and fun, and we're really looking forward to it.
Jesse, did you have to change up how you usually travel, how your band usually travels coming to Alaska? Is there anything different? You mentioned you don't have a violinist.
We didn't bring our whole, you know, we travel with like a big sound rig and all that, so we kind of pared it down a little bit for this trip. You know, we had to rent an upright bass. That's always the biggest challenge, is how do you get somewhere with a bass? You know, the upright bass is just such a large instrument, hard to fit on an airplane. Mm-hmm. So that's it, really. I mean, it's good that it's not like rock band instrumentation. So the rest of us, we just carry our instruments with us wherever we go. So it's not too much of a departure from what we usually do.
Now, you might have mentioned this already, but what do you do in the rest of your life when you're not touring with Love Cannon?
Well, we're all just full-time musicians. We're either teachers or, you know, we perform all the time or teach all the time. That's pretty much it. We're all full-time musicians.
All righty. And Kenley and Rhiannon, how important are these fundraisers for Sitka Fine Arts Camp?
They're essential. We think that supporting the arts in our town and supporting the work that we do is really important. And come buy a ticket and come support us and bring arts to Sitka. And tickets are available at Old Harbor Books and at the door tomorrow night.
Great. Well, thank you all of you for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
We've been speaking with Jesse Harper, lead guitarist with Love Cannon, Kenley Jackson, program director at Sitka Fine Arts Camp, and Rhiannon Gavon, program manager at Sitka Fine Arts Camp. Love Cannon's playing tomorrow, 7 p.m. at the Odess Theater, and then there's an after party, 10:30 at Baranoff Brewery. This is a fundraiser for Sitka Fine Arts Camp.